Listen to a conversation between a bookstore sales clerk and a student. Can I help you? Are you looking for something in particular?
Yes, well, first, I'm looking for the foreign language section.
Oh, it's right down here. Here we are, foreign languages. What course are you taking?
Spanish, 431.
You need the intermediate Spanish textbook?
No, I still have that from 430. What I'm looking for is the novel we're supposed to read. García Márquez's Cien Años de Soledad, 100 Years of Solitude.
García Márquez. No. Oh, here it is, under Márquez. Here you are.
$18? The price is right, but, it's just the text. There doesn't seem to be any footnotes or any glossary.
Ah.
This is the only edition you have?
Yes, it is. Sorry.
How many copies do you have left? Just those on the shelf?
Yes, four. No, five copies.
Geez, those will be gone by Friday for sure. Our class is really full. What's your return policy? Would it be okay if I bought this now and then returned it if I can find an annotated edition on the internet?
Yes, certainly. But you'll need to keep your receipt, of course, and be sure that the book is not marked up or damaged in any way.
Sure, that's fair enough.
Did you want me to check whether we can find you another edition?
I don't think I have time. It usually takes so long to get a book through a bookstore.
Unfortunately, that's often true.
Thanks anyway. I'll take this then and say, you have sweatshirts, don't you?
Sweatshirts? Yes, in the school spirit section. Over this way and down here. Here you are.
Ah, yes. That's not much of a school crest.
Oh, there's a bigger one on the back, see?
Oh, yeah, of course. I see. This is a medium. I need a large and, I think in green.
Medium. Here, is this a large? Yes, large. Here you go.
Yeah, that's good. Say, do you know what our motto means anyway? Ex parentesia veritas. Out of something, something or other.
From determination comes truth. It's been SU's motto since it was founded in 1894. And this crest is an American bison conchiant upon tome vert.
What in the heck does that mean?
A buffalo lying on a green book. I think the idea was that this new pioneer state was getting its first institution of higher education. The buffalo represents the prairies, the green of the book.